Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Wakener Podcast, the best podcast in the history of the world. Why is that? Because you learn so much information. We talk about so many different things, and you can put all what's happening together right in front of you and go, boom, have your mind blown. That's exactly what's going on. There is a war happening between two imperialistic forces for the control of the entire planet, the ideology, how the citizens are going to live their lives, and you can choose whether you want to have some semblance of freedom, the ability to go to work and to get ahead with your lives, or you can be a total slave to the system, comrade. Your choice. Now, this is about Canada. We're going to do the show about Canada. Why? Well, I'm Canadian. I love Canada. And Canada is possessed by an evil communist conspiracy. And it is literally sick to its absolute core. And it is in the depths of this infection on our government is absolutely insane to look at. Who's ahead of Canada's defense right now? Well, just look her up. She totally looks like a Karen, for example. She is a communist. You can tell by just looking at her. Who? Look at our political parties and the way they talk, people kind and stuff. We are totally embedded with communists. Now, this is a shout out to a couple of my friends who messaged me that are still asleep. Now, I do have friends, believe it or not, who are completely asleep and completely oblivious to what is going on. I still love them. We've played poker together. Everything's great. But shout out to them because they wanted a shout out on this show. We'll see if you actually listen to the show, guys. Okay. So message me if you hear this. Now, we're going to go and deep dive into Canada. So why does Canada matter? What is happening with Mark Carney? Well, Mark Carney has come along because Justin Trudeau is not popular. Now, Justin Trudeau was the coup d'etat on Canada. Well, what do I mean when I say that? I mean that Barack Obama was the coup d'etat on America by the globalists and by the political establishment and the communists, all for one purpose. They needed to use Canada to specifically get things for their goal, specifically the U.S. uranium, so they could pull off a revolution in America during a time of complete crisis and war globally, and then, boom, seize control of the planet and enact world government. Sounds like crazy. Well, it's true. Now, Canada relates to this because, well, what happened with Trudeau? Trudeau was the coup d'etat in Canada by the same globalist people who manufactured the overthrow of Harper, and Biden, and who is probably Russian mafia, which we've told you for years on this show, and Barack Obama, the communist plant, orchestrated his arrival into Canada for a specific purpose. Now, he was supposed to win a majority, which he did on his first time, and he was slowly starting to enact his agenda very, 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 very cautiously without anybody really knowing. And then something happened. Donald Trump won the election. And oh my goodness, it changed everything. Holy crap, we have to put our agenda into place because everything's not working and this is crazy. Oh my goodness, let's do it. And then he tried to win a majority a second time and didn't work. Crap. How to try to win a majority the third time? Crap. Didn't work out. So what is Mark Carney here to do? Justin Trudeau is super unpopular. Mark Carney is the new face on the snake, and they will tell you absolutely everything to get elected for one purpose. Why? Because Mark Carney has to fulfill Justin Trudeau's time in office. And as you know, Barack Obama, who is the Soviet plant inside America, completely failed and gave everybody up. Justin Trudeau completely failed in his agenda and couldn't do anything. Now, what do they need to do? They need to take everyone's guns away. They need to put in social credit scores under the guise of a carbon footprint, okay, to be used for nefarious purposes later. And obviously, they need the U.S. uranium for whatever reason. We cannot do this war with our own fissile material because we can't just blow the entire U.S. electrical grid up and cause all this chaos, because if we lose and we can't seize the government, they're going to find out it was us. Crap. See, consequence of action. So what is going on in Canada is very nefarious. The Liberal government has come along and said, hey, listen, we're going to have this wonderful, competition for our leadership. And it's complete bogus and it's full. Carney was the directed runner and he was going to win from the beginning, right? Only people who are blackmailable are put into positions of power. Specifically, why was he hanging out with Epstein? You really got to kind of think about what they're doing. Now, I told you on this show about a year ago that they were going to come to us and they were going to be forced to do things good for us because they can no longer advance their agenda being honest with what they want to do. And they will just lie and they will just pretend to do wonderful things. Oh, we're going to cut. What is Carney promising now? We're going to cut all the capital gains tax. Oh my gosh. We're going to, what else is he going to do? He's going to cancel the carbon tax, which he apparently has already done, even though he's not allowed to do it yet. He has to go to parliament. They're going to put all this military expansion into the Arctic Circle, which is a bunch of bogus nonsense, because just buy the F-35s, dude. If you really care about our military and protecting us from Russia, just, oh my goodness. And they're still promoting the same hate towards the U.S. and not funding Ukraine. Well, think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. Like, do you really want a war with Ukraine and Russia? Okay, well, what if it becomes a world war? Why don't we just give the guy our Arctic Circle to protect us? Why don't we just give Donald Trump the what's across the Arctic Circle? What's 200 miles or whatever across the Arctic Circle, Russia? The logic behind everything happening does not make sense. This is basically a last-minute attempt. Listen, we failed. But you know what? Let's just put somebody who has, they have complete control over an office, and we'll just go for it. This is our chance. We're just going to do it. Canada is on the verge. You vote your way into communism. I'm really afraid. We are such a horrible communist country in Canada that we have voted ourselves into communism, and nobody has figured it out. And you can only do one thing to get yourself out of communism. I don't like violence. Nobody does, but unfortunately, that's a famous saying. Now, we're going to see what happens. Will Carney call an election? Now, these are the theories that we've been talking about for a long time on this show with you, obviously the insider who's in the political field. Now, we believe that the Chinese government has the ability to hack into our election system and to change the votes. We've speculated that for a long time. Now, they have to sell the idea that they are going to win a majority. So what are they saying right now in the news? The Liberals, Mike is shaking his head because he's like, oh, this all makes sense. Mike, the producer in the background. It all makes sense, right? Because they're telling everybody, oh my goodness, we can have a majority. We're polling so much better, even though you know that's not true. Everyone right now hates the Liberals, okay? So they're gonna try to sell it that they're close. They're going to go for it. And if they win, they're going to be like, listen, our own media system, our own news, everybody told you that this was true, that they were going to win a majority, and it's going to likely be the most false thing ever. Obviously, Trump is doing his best to kibosh Mark Carney, saying, oh yeah, I'm going to endorse Mark Carney. I love the guy. And all the Liberals are going, wait a second. Carney, why does Trump, this is a war. Now, why is this happening to Canada? Why is Trump talking about annexing Canada? Listen, they're not going to have this gigantic world war between Russia and China and then deal with nonsense in our own playground, our own background. So this is why Canada has to be dealt with first before the truth comes out. And everyone is still begging for Epstein. Why is Mark Carney hanging out? It's not Epstein. It's probably not his real name. It's a Russian name like Romanov Grigorov or something along those lines. It'll all make sense in the end, ladies and gentlemen. Why was Robert Maxwell investigated for being a Russian asset? Why was Mark Carney hanging out with Epstein? It's too easy. Go to theawakener.ca. You'll understand it.